brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're jumping back into Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, The Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. And we're going to talk about mercury just to start and a few other things. So as we talked about earlier, mercury is one of the most toxic heavy metals and unfortunately also one of the most common. The presence of mercury in our seawater means that it is often found in fish and seafood, but we are also exposed to mercury in paint and some fungicides, as well as thermometers, dental fillings, and some batteries. First signs of mercury poisoning are fatigue, depression, sluggishness, irritability, lack of concentration, loss of memory, and headaches. Eventually, mercury poisoning can cause nerve degeneration, tremors, seizures, and permanent brain damage. In fact, the term mad as a hatter was first coined in 17th century France when milliners or hat makers began experiencing tremors and pathological rage caused by chronic mercury exposure from the hat making process. Dave Asprey says that he has experienced the effects of mercury firsthand. When he first got into yoga more than a decade ago, he had a nice little lunchtime routine of eating sushi and then doing yoga. He noticed that on days when he had sushi, his balance in certain poses was not very good. When he skipped the sushi, his balance was substantially better. To test whether or not he was actually dealing with a heavy metal, he tried taking a mercury-binding medication with the sushi, and the problem went away. It would have been easy to blame his lack of balance on just having an off day, but again, he believes that it's critical to pay attention to the signals your body sends you. In this case, his nervous system triggered the alarm that mercury was affecting his performance. Another common form of mercury exposure is through compact fluorescent light bulbs. Mercury vapor is contained inside those bulbs, and when they break, they create a substantial hazard. He taught his kids to run out of a room if they ever see a fluorescent bulb break, and you should do the same thing. Pharmaceutical drugs. It may surprise you to learn that the FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration, does not require pharmaceutical companies to establish whether or not a medication approved for sale can harm your mitochondria. In fact, a screening of more than 550 different pharmaceutical drugs revealed that 34% of them damage mitochondria. The amount of damage that these drugs can cause depends on the dose you are prescribed, as well as your particular genetics. But it is clear that a significant number of pharmaceutical drugs can have a profound impact on your performance. Some of these medications are directly toxic to your mitochondria, meaning they impair your mitochondria's energy production. Others are indirectly toxic, meaning they increase the amount of free radicals that damage your cells while decreasing the amount of antioxidants you have to fight off those free radicals. And some medications are both directly and indirectly toxic. Mitochondria are more sensitive to the effects of medications than any other part of your cells. When a drug makes its way into your cells, it is not evenly distributed. Instead, the mitochondria draw the drug inside of them and it accumulates there. When scientists develop drugs, they consider how it will impact various bodily systems, but they often neglect to fully consider the impact on the brain. The very medications you take to make you healthier may end up impairing your performance. This approach seems backwards to him. Let's say, for example, that the battery in your phone is having trouble holding its charge. It's having energy problems. Instead of charging the battery, you download a bunch of apps onto your phone to try to solve the problem. These apps may give you a boost of energy temporarily, but at the same time, they drain the battery even more. This is what many pharmaceuticals are doing to your brain. What if you could resolve many of your medical problems by making your mitochondria stronger and more efficient at creating energy to begin with? Now, he's not suggesting that you throw out all of your prescription medications. Some of them can be life-saving and life-enhancing for many people, but it's important to know exactly what these medications are doing to your brain so you can weigh the risks and rewards for yourself. The following drugs will affect your mitochondria. If your doctor has prescribed any of these, we suggest having a conversation with him or her about how badly you need them and what other effects they may have. Antibiotics. Common antibiotics, including tetracycline, are now proven to cause mitochondrial dysfunction. After all, your mitochondria are evolved from bacteria, and antibiotics are meant to fight bacteria. The good news is that some research indicates that the antioxidant glutathione, or its precursor, cysteine, could protect mitochondria when you really need to take antibiotics. This means that your body has a natural protective mechanism, but we recommend supplementing with glutathione for extra protection if you need to take antibiotics. Anticonvulsants, such as Depakote. These drugs slow down the Krebs cycle so your mitochondria become less efficient at producing energy. Antidepressants and antipsychotics like Elavil, Prozac, Cipramil, Thorazine, Prolixin, Haldol, and Risperdal all cause mitochondrial dysfunction and death. Barbiturates, phenobarbital decreases the number and size of the mitochondria. Cholesterol medications. Statins reduce the amount of the natural antioxidant CoQ10 in your body, which your mitochondria need to produce energy. This can lead to myopathy, a muscle tissue disease. Bile acids, or cholestyramine, can inhibit the Krebs cycle, but may still be worth taking in the short term because they also bind mold toxins. Another type of cholesterol medication, ciprofibrate, inhibits the Krebs cycle, making it more difficult for your mitochondria to produce energy. Anti-inflammatories. Aspirin inhibits the Krebs cycle and causes mitochondrial uncoupling. Acetaminophen or Tylenol increases oxidative stress, which damages the mitochondria. Antiarrhythmics. Amiodarone inhibits mitochondrial function. Antivirals such as interferon. Treatment with interferon causes a reduction in cellular ATP levels and functional impairment of mitochondria. Cancer medications. Doxorubicin, cisplatin, and tamoxifen all impair mitochondrial function. Diabetes medications. Metformin makes your cells energetically inefficient. Beta blockers. These medications cause oxidative stress, which damages your mitochondria. If you do have to take any of these medications, all is not lost. Following the Headstrong program will help you protect your mitochondria against these effects. Start by paying close attention to the next section to help counteract the damage from these drugs. Detox. Don't panic. If you've already been exposed to all the toxins in this chapter, you don't have to suffer, and neither do your mitochondria. Your body has a natural detoxification system in place that is meant to process and eliminate toxins. It is an incredibly important, complex, and highly evolved biochemical system. Without it, we wouldn't be able to survive long. One of the most interesting things about our natural detoxification system is how much it varies from person to person. When he interviewed Dr. Jeffrey Bland, the father of modern functional medicine, he told me that the detoxification system in our liver has more variability than any other system in our bodies. This means that depending on your genetics, your natural ability to detoxify pharmaceutical drugs, for example, may be far better or worse than Dave Asprey's. Dr. Bland explained that if you give one person with a fast detoxifying system a certain dose of a drug, the drug may have no effect at all. But if you give the same dose of the same drug to someone with a slower detoxifying system, it could kill that person. Thankfully, there are several easy things you can do to speed up your body's natural detoxification. The first is to make sure that your body has the substances it needs to run these systems efficiently. When your body can't excrete toxins efficiently, they accumulate in your fat, including the fat in your brain, where they ramp up inflammation and cause neurodegeneration. When you give your body the proper nutrients and enzymes, you amplify its ability to detox. The food and supplement plan in the Headstrong program will help to ensure that you maximize your natural detoxification system. The other main way to improve your body's ability to detox is to encourage its natural detox processes like sweating and to help it break down fat cells. Remember, toxins are stored in fat, so when you break down those fat cells, the toxins stored inside them are released. But once they're released from your fat cells, your liver and kidney must process them. The food and supplement plan in the Headstrong program will help support your liver and kidney so they are effective at processing toxins. Here are a few methods to boost your natural detox systems. Sweat in a sauna. Sweating does more than cool you off. It also helps you get rid of a significant amount of toxins. A 2012 review of 50 studies found that sweating removes lead, cadmium, arsenic, and mercury, especially in people with high heavy metal toxicity. Anything that makes you sweat will help you naturally detox. Exercise is one way to do it, more on that in a second, but you'll shed toxins more quickly if you use a sauna. Both traditional and infrared saunas are effective for detoxing, but Dave prefers infrared saunas. First of all, they don't get as hot as traditional saunas. While traditional saunas heat the air around you, the infrared light in an infrared sauna directly penetrates and heats your body tissue. You can stay in these saunas longer without feeling like you're going to pass out. Also, infrared light is beneficial to your mitochondria, and we'll talk about that later. Keep in mind that sweating pulls electrolytes and trace minerals from your body, so it's important to drink a lot of fluids and get plenty of salt, preferably Himalayan pink salt or another mineral-rich natural salt if you use a sauna to detox. Burn fat with exercise. Exercise makes your sweat and it increases lipolysis. Makes you sweat. Lipolysis is the breakdown of fat tissue. And that helps release toxins that are stored in your fat tissue. But mobilizing these toxins isn't necessarily a good thing, particularly if your body can't get rid of them. Exercise addresses the issue to a degree. It improves circulation, which provides more oxygen to your liver and kidneys so they can better filter out toxins. But if you get your brain fog after exercise, and you may benefit from taking a toxin-binding supplement such as activated charcoal. Chelation therapy. If you've been exposed to a lot of heavy metals, you might want to try chelation therapy. This is the strongest way to detox heavy metals. It involves an intravenous injection of compounds called chelators that bind to toxins to the bloodstream so you can then pass them normally. Chelation therapy is effective for removing lead, mercury, aluminum, arsenic, iron, and copper. However, it can also be dangerous. If your liver and kidneys have been damaged by the heavy metal poisoning and can't process the metals, this treatment can make you very ill. Talk to your doctor before attempting this one. Chlorella. This is a type of algae that is extremely effective at binding and removing toxins from your body. It works well for detoxing from heavy metal exposure, and Dave carries it with him and takes a handful of chlorella tablets every time he eats tuna or other high-mercury fish. Toxins are pretty scary, and they're all around us. They're insidious, and they can cause us a lot of harm if we don't actively take steps to avoid them in our environment and eliminate them from our bodies. The great news is that the more headstrong you become with healthy, functioning mitochondria and low levels of inflammation, the more your body will be able to protect you from these brain-destroying poisons. The Headstrong program will give you a head start, get it, toward fast detoxification, efficient energy production, and supercharged mental performance. Don't forget these three things. About 25% of us are genetically sensitive to mold and get very sick when exposed. The rest of us have symptoms that are subtle and might be written off as just a bad day. Mold toxins, heavy metals, and some pharmaceutical drugs are directly toxic to your mitochondria. And three, your body stores toxins in fat, so anything you do to break up the fat in your body will help you detox. Now, here are the three things to do right now. Check your home and office for leaks and address any potential mold issues right away. Keep track of how you feel in different environments. You may realize that one or more of the places you spend a lot of time contain toxins. Talk to your doctor about how your prescription drugs may be affecting your mitochondria. That is where we're going to stop today. Next time, we're going to talk about your brain on light, air, and cold. Very exciting. Yes, I know. This has been the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt. Thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Have a great day.